Welcome everyone to our podcast, The Distance Between Us. Today we are talking about Chapter 8 of Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. This chapter focuses on Trevor's relationship with his father Robert and the way apartheid affected their family. We will discuss emotional distance, identity, race and fatherhood. Thank you both for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good to be here.
Trevor, when you think about your father and your childhood, what is the first memory that comes to your mind?
Honestly, I think about Sundays. Sundays were very special because I spent time with my father. We would go to restaurants, eat together, and just talk. Those moments felt calm and normal, which wasn't always common in my childhood.
What made them feel so important for you?
Because they gave me a sense of connection. My life was complicated because of apartheid. I was always between different worlds, but with my father, for a few hours, I could just feel like a normal kid spending time with his dad.
Robert, did those Sundays mean a lot to you too?
Yes, definitely. I always enjoyed spending time with Trevor. I may not have been expressive emotionally, but I cared deeply about him.
Trevor, in the chapter you describe your father as mysterious and emotionally distant. Why did you feel that way?
Because I never fully understood him. He was intelligent and thoughtful, but he didn't talk much about feelings. Sometimes I wanted more emotional closeness from him, but he kept a certain distance from me.
Did that hurt you?
Yeah, sometimes. As a child, you compare yourself to other kids. I saw children hugging their fathers, calling them dad, spending everyday life together. I couldn't do that openly because of apartheid.
That must have been confusing.
It was. I knew he loved me, but I didn't always feel emotionally connected to him.
Robert, why was it difficult for you to be closer emotionally?
Part of it is simply my personality. I've always been private and independent. But apartheid also played a huge role. People today don't always understand how dangerous things were at that time.
Can you explain that more?
A white man having a child with a black woman was illegal. Our existence, as a family, was already breaking the law. We had to avoid attention constantly. Trevor couldn't even call me dad in public.
So distance became a form of protection?
Exactly. If we acted like a normal family in public, there could have been serious consequences.
Yeah, and I understand it better now as an adult. But as a child, it still felt pretty painful sometimes.
What was painful about it?
The silences. I think silence can make someone hurt more than words. My father wasn't cruel or abusive at all. Actually, he was kind and patient. But there were many things we never talked about openly.
Like what?
Feelings, fear, love, questions I had growing up. We spent time together, but emotionally there was always something missing.
I think men from my generation often struggle to express emotion openly.
Do you regret it now?
Maybe sometimes, but I also believe action mattered more than words. I showed care by being present when I could, by teaching Trevor things, by supporting him quietly.
Trevor, what are some important things your father taught you?
He taught me independence and curiosity. He encouraged me to think for myself and question everything. I admired that about him. He never forced ideas on me. He wanted me to form my own opinions.
Do you think you inherited some of his personality?
Definitely. I think my curiosity and independence come from him. Sometimes I even notice that I handle emotions similarly to him, which is strange because I used to criticize at that distance.
That's interesting. Sometimes we become more like our parents than we expect.
Exactly.
Robert, were you aware that Trevor admired you so much?
Not completely. Trevor was always very energetic and social, while I was more quiet and reserved. But I respect his intelligence even when he was young.
Did you ever wish your relationship could have been more normal?
Of course. Apartheid made normal family life almost impossible for many people. Fear became part of a daily life. You always had to think about safety first.
Trevor, in the chapter, you also talk about losing touch with your father for some time. How did that affect you?
Yeah, it made me feel very sad and confused. I wondered if maybe I wasn't important enough to him. As a child, you don't always understand complicated adult situations.
Did you ever feel rejected?
Honestly, yes. Not because he was mean, but because distance can feel like rejection when you are young.
That's difficult for me to hear, but I understand it now. I never wanted Trevor to feel unwanted.
I know that now, but at the time I had many questions.
Did you ever ask those questions directly?
No, not really. I think both of us avoided emotional conversations in different ways.
Why do you think that happened?
Partly because of personality, but also because apartheid created emotional barriers. People were surviving all the time. Survival often becomes more important than emotional openness.
That's a powerful point. Do you think apartheid damaged relationships in general, not just your own?
Definitely. Apartheid separated people physically and emotionally. Families were divided. People lived in fear. Trust became difficult.
And it affected identity too. Trevor grew up between races, cultures, and expectations. That's not easy for a child.
Trevor, did you struggle with belonging?
All the time. Black people saw me differently because I was mixed. White people also saw me differently. I often felt like I didn't fully belong anywhere.
Did your relationship with a father influence that feeling?
Yes, because my father represented part of my identity that I couldn't fully connect. I admired him, but I've also felt distant from him.
Robert, hearing that now, what do you think?
I think it's sad, but understandable. Apartheid forced people into categories and made real human relationships more complicated than they should have been.
Before we finish, I want to ask one final question. If you could say one thing to each other that maybe was never fully said before, what would it be?
I'd probably say I wanted more time with you, but I also understand now why things were difficult for you.
And I say that I was always proud of you, son. And even if I didn't express it clearly enough.
Thank you. I think that really shows how complicated family relationships can become under systems like apartheid. Love can exist even when people struggle to express it openly. Thank you both for this honest conversation, and thank you to everyone listening to The Distance Between Us. We hope this episode gave you a deeper understanding of Chapter 8 of Born a Crime, and the emotional impact apartheid had on families. See you next time.